The American Seed Trade Association is holding its 130th annual convention in Nashville, Tennessee this week. And it goes without saying that the organization is facing issues today that members at that first meeting 130 years ago never even dreamed about.
When we look at the 130 years of all the issues that impact the seed industry and how the seed industry's changed just over the last 10 or 15 years, new breeding methods. It's how do we deal with those breeding methods and communicate to the public about it. It's the issues of seed treatment and how do we properly handle seed treatment. And then how do we advocate on behalf of the seed industry and our customers, the growers, who use those new technologies and new seeds today.
ASTA President and CEO Andy Levine says they're kicking off a new seed industry advocacy program to help its members become more involved in legislative and regulatory issues.
We've modified our old seed lot program. We're calling it Seed Advocate. And it really is that opportunity to gin up the industry, to talk to their elected officials, to talk about what they do, why they do it, the products they provide the farmers, and really communicate out to the public as well as to our legislators and regulators about what we do today. So they're not assuming. They're not asking the wrong people. We're introducing them to ourselves to say, we're the people to talk to about this industry.
Levine says they're continuing to make progress on what is known as the Accord, an industry-wide effort to address the opportunities and challenges associated with biotechnology patent expiration.
Well, we have the first step of the Accord completed and already started down the road. And the second part of the Accord is just about finished. We expect it to be rolled out in the fall. And so the whole program will be up and running completely by the end of this year. And the opportunity for generic products to come into the marketplace or to be stacked will be there for that first event coming off patent. So it'll be live for that, and that company, Monsanto, has already voiced how they were going to handle that product, so the Accord fits right in with what we're doing going forward.
Going forward, Levine says the seed industry is simply focused on feeding a growing population.
You look at, again, how quickly the technology is changing to develop new varieties, new seed technologies, whether it's biotech or whether it's conventional production, molecular marker technologies, all those things that are really helping us rapidly change the varieties in order to deal with the environmental issues or other things that we're facing today. You know, 1 year we have a drought, 1 year we have too much water, but if you've got strong varieties, they can weather those storms.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.